And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Ben.
Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Camille.
First song we played was Overwhelmed with a song called Destroy the UK from their new 7-inch, which is coming out early 2020, which is this year.
Yeah, Kids of the Log Hole that's coming out on.
Yeah, Kids of the Log Hole putting it out. Who Runs the World, I believe it's called?
Who Rules the World.
But yeah, I'm going to keep it new and relatively up-tempo. Here is Sniffany and the Knits.
Yeah.
forgot about the computer bit, and I do like the computer bit of that last song. First of all, I played, what's the song called? I think it's called, like, Piggy Bank or something like that. I'm going to look at my list. Sniffing in the Nits, Piggy Bank, from the demo tape that just recently came out on Gob Nation here in the UK. Afterwards, I played from Gyrate from about 1980 or so, absolute classic, Pylon with Feast on My Heart. And then after that, I played the latest Warm Bodies from their latest tape, UFO Extremos, that came out in 2019. That song was called Dude Lost. So this is one of the heavyweights of new wave of British hardcore, or whatever it was called. They broke up last October at the Amersham Arms. You can watch it on multicam video. And they put a song out called Distort Britannia. Here you go. This is Arms Race.
Streets, rising from the sky, onto the ground.
Okay, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and that was Arms Race with Distort Britannia off their The Beast 7-inch, which is the last record they put out, which came out on La Vida Rosa Mus. Also on La Vida Rosa Mus was Kaleidoscope, also Toxic State in the US. That was from the LP After the Futures. The song was Sigint Arrow, E-K-I-A. And after that, I thought I'd play Our Quiet Whisper from Any Current Suppression Ring, purely because I'm excited that they exist as a band once again. All right, there you go. Here's Camille.
Hello. Here is some very intense, queer, horrible noise.
Yeah.
That was Shaved Women by Crass, the B-side of mine and Sean's favourite ever punk 7-inch.
Yeah, greatest record of all time.
Agreed. And before that was Patriarch Scum by Body Void, who are from the US, and they're playing at the Black Heart in Camden with Bismuth on the 18th of January. It is a matinee, which is the best kind of gig. Up next is Ectoplasm.
Yeah.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and that was Lights of Piccadilly by Marcel Wave. That song was on their demo tape, which came out in September. They're playing a gig on the 11th of January at Sister Midnight Records with Sniffney and the Knits, who Ben played earlier, and PC World, who are another great band. Before that, I played Everything Is Fine by S, which is a song that has been going around in my head a lot recently while not actually feeling fine, which I think is the point of the song. And then before then was Dig a Knife by new French band Ectoplasm. That came out like a month or two ago, I think.
Yeah. Big up Robin Roach, French legend, French punk legend.
We're all big fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent posters.
Yeah. Check his stuff out. It's really cool. Okay, hey, I'm Sean. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My first set is going to be a report from the Leeds Punk Festival Living in Darkness that my band played this weekend. This is by The Wound.
Stop, no, try to love me.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Chroma with Intervención y Disciplina from the Cuerpos Dorcidos LP on Nada Nada Discos that came out like a few years ago. And before that was Surge with the song Tantrums from the Avalanche cassette. Permission with the song Sequence from Drawing Breath Through a Hole in the Ground on the Vida Essimus. And The Fumes by The Wound from the Strange Feeling cassette on Maple Death Records. They were all bands who played Living in Darkness Fest the other week, which was a very sick fest that my band also played. It was The Wound's last ever set, and like probably like one of the most fun hardcore sets I've seen in like years. Everything was really sick. You should check out all of those bands' records. This is Disguise.
We'll be right back. hijos de seresores, hijos de seresores.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was my last four. In order was Disguise with the song Protocol from the Bass Fader 7-inch on Static Shock Records. They played London recently and I missed it, so that's me being bummed out that I missed that show. After that was Constant Cold War, who are a new band from Berlin, with the song Grells Licht from a self-titled cassette tape. After that was the band Neon, with the song Temperance from the LP Neon. Not to be confused with their demo tape, Neon, or the Lilliput-related band, Neon. That came out on Square One Again Records. I think they've recently played their last show, R.A.P. And after that was Effie Altis with the song Malaria from the Kalasio Ginakio Kefali 7-inch. Apologise to any native Greek speakers in the internet. That's from the 7-inch on Levideres and Mus. That's the best song about Cheryl Cole
getting malaria in popular music. What's the best song about Cheryl Cole in popular music? Why not?
The best contribution Cheryl Cole has ever made to music, ooh, in my opinion.
This is the real sound of the underground.
Okay, cool. This is the last song from another band who've just announced a hiatus. This is Priest with Doctor. Bye.
Bye.
You put your fingers in. Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Kern.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.